You're listening to Tech Trend Investments with Elizabeth Powell and Joseph Grassa, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hello, hello. Hi, everyone. Okay, today's my normal hello greeting instead. Because I'm back in the States, so it's, what's up, dude? Hey, man. Hello. No, I'm just kidding.
Hey, bro.
Hey, bro. What's up? No, I'm just kidding. There's a lot of different types of greetings depending on where you are in the world and where you are in the country. Most important thing. So yeah. Happy Veterans Day. Is that how you say it? But thank you to all those who have served, past, present, and future. Just want to put it out
yes.
there. Thank you.
Happy Veterans Day. And thank happy you, everyone who served. And happy Remembrance Day if you're in Canada, to all fellow Canadians out there, anyone who served.
Yeah, in the States, it's Veterans and it's Remembrance Day in Canada. Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
And then yesterday was the Marines' birthday. So hoorah for all those Marines out there. Happy belated birthday for yesterday. I know a lot of Marines because I'm from SoCal and Camp Pendleton is down in SoCal and there's like lots of Marines. So happy belated birthday to y'all out there too. That was November 10th and then Veterans Day is November 11th. So
happy birthday, Marines. Happy belated birthday, Marines. We don't even know about that stuff in Canada. That's cool.
Yeah.
You said hoorah. I've heard that before. I like that.
Yeah. And it's like a crazy amount of years too. I don't know the number. It's like a couple hundred years of birthdays on Marines. So,
they know
better. I don't know. So hi everyone. Happy Taco Tuesday too. Like we'll just like get it all out there. We'll just do salutations for the whole entire show. Oh, wait, most important thing was
go ETH.
Okay, so one good thing, right? So go ETH. Yes, we're range trading. Yes, it's going up and down, but we broke out of that old range. We hit, I think it was 46.58 yesterday. So that's good. So it's 36.58. I'm like hurting in the 40s. 36.58. That's really good. So this is a sign. Like we were stuck under the 35 and it was ranging under the 35. It broke above it yesterday. It hit, what did I say? 36.58, right?
Yeah.
So 36. So it broke over 100 above the range that it was stuck in. That's good news. That's a good sign. Just so y'all know, hint, hint. Do your own research, not financial advice. Take a shot. but when we break, okay, so what I've been telling y'all like for the last couple of years, we've been ranging in like a 500 range, right? It's like right on a midline and it's up 250, down 250, up 250, down 250. And if you look at a chart, you can see this range. And we've been stuck under this 3500, 3550 for a little bit now, for like, I think a week. So we've been stuck. It broke above that and broke into the 3658. It had a pullback today, which is fine, but it's also a holiday. So most people don't know that there's a holiday today. So they think the markets are quiet, or they think that there's no volume. But the reason there's no volume is because the markets are quiet because it's a holiday. So institutions, businesses, banks, post office, everything's closed today. The Dow is closed today. So there's no volume. So people think, when there's no volume, that means that that's not a good sign for the market. It means that there's a holiday today. so normally, like most of the time we've landed on a Monday or a Friday for the holiday. And so people would take that 3-day weekend. They would go Friday, Saturday, Sunday, or they would go Saturday, Sunday, Monday and take a 3-day holiday. But since the holiday was on a Tuesday, they would have to take the Monday off, but then they would get like a 4-day holiday, right? So Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and then most people were driving back from wherever they were traveling today. So that's one of the reasons why the market was like a little soft today and we had like a little dip. It's because there's no volume, and there's no volume because people aren't working. They're not trading. They think the markets are closed, which most markets are closed, except crypto is open 24/7, no matter rain, shine, sleet, snow, hurricanes, it doesn't matter. The crypto markets are open. but doesn't mean that people will trade because they're on holiday.
Yeah, they want to spend time with their family and friends.
Right. And
so if you're celebrating, no, you're not looking at the markets, you're not looking at your phone. You're as we said in the entire show, you're touching grass, which is amazing. That's what you're supposed to do.
Right.
Look away. But, don't worry about it.
But most of y'all who went on a road trip, so people from California, we tend to travel. We either go north or we go south, like we go to San Diego, we go north to Northern Cal or Tahoe or something, or most people go to Vegas. So everyone's on that commute back home right now, probably listening on their 9 hour of traffic when it normally takes 4.5, because everyone's coming home today. So they're all in traffic right now. So if you're all listening, thank you. While you're enjoying your traffic, I'll try not to talk too much about food this time because maybe I'm hungry. But we're going to give you some updates on the market, give you what's been going on. My phone had managed to crack a little bit ago, and I'm waiting to get it replaced. But I have this bright laser beam shooting out in my eyeballs right now as I'm talking on LA Talk. I could probably like cut butter with the laser that's shooting out of my screen.
Melting straight down the center.
Right? Okay, so let's go ETH. Just say go ETH, right?
Yes, go ETH. Always go ETH.
So don't forget, we're range trading right now. So range trading, we broke out of that 3,500 up to 3,658. We have the potential to go to, what did I say, 4,294.
4,294.
4,294. So if you're in ETH, we have the potential to go to 4,294. Do your own research, not financial advice. So if we hit 4,658 to go to the next 500 range, that's 4,158. That's close to the 4,294. We break out again. Remember, volume comes back in the market. People come back from vacation and they go back to work tomorrow. Do your own research, not financial advice. We broke out of 3,658, have the potential to go to 3,294. That's the top of the range. We break through that range, we're on the next leg up again. But right now, I'd say 3,889 is one of our targets. 3,627, we already broke that yesterday, so we're good. Again, 3,866 is our next target. And then we have 3,868 is one of the key numbers. We break 3,868, we're on our next leg up. Remember, write that down, 3,868. That's our next target on the next leg up. And if we're up that, then our range on 3,868 is like 3,368 to 3,868. So we're out of that lower range. And we are at 3,650. So now we have a range of 3,150 to 3,650 right now. We break above it, 3,889 is the next target. And then we have the potential when we're at 3,889, I know everyone's going, what are you talking about? When we're at 3,889, that gives us that range of the 4,249, because up 500 from 3,889 puts us at 4,349.
Ooh.
So that's 50 above the target. 50 above the target will put us into another range. Now, here's what's going on. We have Fed meeting December 5th, key date. We have December 14th has always been high volume in crypto every single year. Right before the holidays, people get active in crypto and start trading to generate cash flow for holiday gifts and for the holiday.
The most expensive time of the year.
But we've had big run-ups on December 14th. Do your own research, not financial advice, but that's happened the last 4 years in a row. So we trade a lot in what we call meme coins. They're on Ethereum, Base, and BSC now. And we get a lot of volume, which means that we get high runners where people will enter into the trade. If you have a lot of people trading, so that means a lot of people investing at once, over 1,000 people buying in one token, that creates a lot of volume, which creates high demand, low supply, price goes up, and we have a lot of big ROIs on that period time time period, December 14th. So key dates coming up, Fed meeting December 5th. 2 weeks before the Fed meets, we usually have some type of a rally in the market based on what they think is going to happen on the Fed on the 5th. There's rumors again that they may cut rates. Like, I'm not counting that into my trade, but there's rumors that they potentially may cut rates again on December 5th. If they do, 2 weeks before that puts us at November 21st. So we're getting close. That's next week. Well, now it's in 10 days. Okay. If we break out of our range right now, so if we go above to the 3886?
I think so.
That'll put us in the next range. We have the potential to go up to 4294. So that's another breakout. And then our key dates again, December 5th and December 14th. And 10 days before the Fed meets, which puts us at November 21st.
Next week, Friday.
Right. So, hint, hint, dear research, not financial advice. We do have a holiday coming up. So we have Thanksgiving and Black Friday. So people are spending money on that. The 15th of the month, people get paid. So that's in a couple days. That creates volume in the market. So that's another key date. So the 15th, volume in the market. The 21st, 2 weeks before the Fed meets. December 5th, the Fed meets. December 1st, volume in the market also, right?
Yep.
Because it's payday. December 5th, Fed meets. December 14th is high volume in the market, number one, and historically high volume in crypto on December 14th. Okay. Then we have all this like buildup and pressure of high volume and potential upside, which means high demand, low supply, buildup, potential, doing research, not financial advice. Then near December 31st and near the holidays, we tend to have overall the market would have a pullback at the end of the year. And it's usually when people are adjusting their portfolios to take the losses so they can claim it on their taxes for the next year, for this year, for the taxes for April. But if people are in profit, they're not going to sell, because you don't want to sell when you're in profit, because whatever your profit is or your capital gains are, it's going to happen on this year's taxes. If you wait until after January and reconsolidate your portfolio, you have 12 months to find another thing to take a loss against that. Again, do your own research, not financial advice. Consult with your CPA, your financial advisor. But ask them now how to adjust your portfolio. Because if you all bought, say everyone bought ETH on April 8th, right?
Right.
And we were at 1400 and it ran up 4X, 400%. If you're in profit right now, you would still be in profit right now. If you bought April 8th, you would be up over $2,100 on that ETH buy. Just on that one ETH buy. So however much you bought would be up 150% about. Okay. So if you're up 150% right now and you sold this year, depending on how your taxes are structured, what country you're in, what you're doing, you're going to have capital gains or however it's claimed on your taxes. Again, consult with your CPA, your financial advisor. You're going to have to pay taxes on it for this year. If you wait until next year to reconsolidate your portfolio and decide if you want to take profit or not, you have a whole nother 12 to 16 months to make a decision on how you're going to structure your portfolio. So if institutions bought in and they bought in close to the 1400, they got bought in close to the 2000, they're still up right now on their money. They're up. They're profitable on paper. If they sell end of the year to reconsolidate their portfolio, they're going to owe taxes on that sell. If they take a loss, they don't have losses because they bought in lower than what the price of ETH is right now.
Right.
So normally we would have a pullback close to December 31st because they're repositioning their portfolios to take losses. They potentially don't have losses right now in crypto. They're up. So when we usually have that pullback, it may or may not happen now, because if they were smart, they would not sell unless they want to pay taxes. They'll wait until January, February, or March. And then if they're smart, like we talked about last week, don't dump the chart and sell off a big chunk. Take small profit on green candles up. You keep your portfolio value up on what's remaining. You keep the market portfolio value up on what's remaining. And then you're able to come back in and keep the market stable. When people have large amounts invested, no matter if it's in a meme coin, an altcoin, crypto, stocks, you sell off a big chunk, you dump the market, right? And if you're selling off 50% of your portfolio, say you sold off 50% for 100 grand, okay? You have like the other 100 grand is in your wallet or in your portfolio, and everyone else goes to sell off because you dumped and you dropped the price. And now the price of that portfolio goes down to $50,000, what's remaining. And if you average it out, now you only have 150,000. So it's like as if you sold for 75 because you just took a hit and dumped the market and also dumped your portfolio. So we're saying when you're trying to take profits and you're exiting out, make sure you take out small amounts on green candles up. When the market's in volume, take out small amounts on steps on up so that you're not dumping everybody else. You're not dumping the market and you keep your portfolio healthy because you're not causing a cause and effect and triggering everybody else.
And if you do that, it'll maintain your portfolio value and you'll probably get more out of it.
Oh, 100%. Like now your portfolio, if you take out, so say you have 100 grand and you want to sell off and you want a profit take on it. Sell out clips of 10,000, not 100,000 at once. So 10,000 on a green candle up, 10,000 on a green candle up, 10,000 on a green candle up, 10,000 on a green candle up. You will not dump. It'll have healthy volume because somebody will come in and buy, and then you'll sell. And then somebody come in and will buy, and then you'll sell. And then somebody will come in and buy, and then you'll sell. But if you dump 100, you're going to see a sell, 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 sell. And now it drops the whole entire thing. So I know that people don't understand crypto as much, like how volatile it can be and what affects the market. So we're trying to explain. And if you use it like in a scenario, think of it this way, because I know everyone who's coming into crypto has been familiar with stocks, bonds, options, and futures. Think about a stock. So say you're holding Apple. Okay, so say you're holding Apple. And the CEO or the president or one of the top C-suites sells off 100 million shares. Everybody's watching them sell those shares. They have to like give a notice that they're going to sell, like a permission to sell, and then they go and sell those 100 million shares. It dumps the price of the stock because people are like, oh no, if the CEO or one of the top team or one of the C-suites is selling off, maybe there's a reason they're selling, so I should sell too. And then the price of the stock plummets, right?
Right. And then there'll be a lot of skepticism and they'll be like, oh, what? There has to be
something. Why are they selling?
What's going on?
Why are they dumping the chart?
And then they'll make up their own stories.
Right. And then they also push the price down because you have sell pressure instead of buy sell range trading. You have sell pressure, right?
Right.
So the same thing happens in crypto, y'all. Institutions that are listening, corporations that are listening, you're invested in crypto. Just individual investors, if you have a big portfolio, you can sway the market too. They're watching you sell off and then everyone gets freaked like it happened last week. I remember I told you this, like everyone was scared, like the sky is falling. Well, you know what? We've had a bounce up since then. Like what we were at, what, 3,000?
Yep. I think we even dipped a little below 3,000 last week.
We went up 20% in 7 days.
And that's because somebody sold all of their portfolio at once. And then,
well, that was okay. Wait. Hold on. From last Tuesday, we were like at 30.58. We went up to 36.58. We went up 20% in 7 days from LA Talk. But before that, somebody sold off.
Yes, not before that.
7 days. You have to clear that up.
Yeah.
So for us to get to that 38.58, when we had LA Talk last week, we were saying, hey, everyone's going, no, the sky's falling. It's not falling. They're doing a lower entry to get a higher return. So that's basically what they did.
That's exactly what happened.
And so they sold off before last Tuesday. That's when the price was down.
Mm-hmm.
So, but in the last 7 days, we went up 20%. So if you bought that dip, you would have went up 20% as of yesterday. And then we have that small pullback again today, which is fine. And I just told you what ranges we need to break out on. And if we break like our next range, potentially if we break 38.68, we're in that next leg up of the range. And then we come back into the range of 42.94. But again, do your own research, not financial advice.
Go east.
I just want to make it because like people who don't trade for a living, people who don't invest or are new to crypto or new to investing with the volatility freak out because we have big ranges in trading. And it's because one person's like, oh, I want to make money. I'm going to sell my whole thing in one lump sum. Let me dump the market. Oops. Oh, no. Why did the rest of my portfolio go down? Because you dumped the market.
Yeah. It happens more often in stocks and bonds and everything and everything that you're familiar with. We've come from stocks and bonds. We've seen it happen there before. We know it happens. It takes an emotional toll. Your emotions come into play, and the emotions are the biggest factor when it comes to trading. Everyone knows when you go to click that buy button, all you're thinking is it the right time? And then when you go to click the sell button, you're in profit. You're like, sell. That it's the worst mentality to have, and you have to overcome it. When you want to become a strong trader and you want to take the most out of the market and make the most from it, you have to be able to control your emotions, right? And that's exactly what we're talking about. And it's controlling your emotions, making sure you're exiting out in a healthy way and not affecting the market, not affecting your bags, as we call it in crypto, or your portfolio in a web too. And making sure that you can exit out everything that you want to, and maybe even make more off of it rather than getting at what you're just expecting at like the current price. You could drive volume that shoots the price upwards. You could drive a steady volume, and you never know, and you can't predict these things. But if you can predict that if you sell out everything at once, that it will go down, and you will see people follow after you in a negative way because they're going to follow your actions.
Right. So if you have like large lump sums and you're trying to take profit, again, we always teach take small amounts on green candles. That means that when the price is going up, you take out small profits. Like never sell on a red down. There will always be a bounce. Like everything range trades. If you look, like you can look back a year on the chart, you can see it go up and down and up and down and up and down. It range trades. So if you wait for that bounce and then you sell on the green up, you can take small amounts out and then you're not always waiting for the top to like find the sweet spot to sell the whole entire thing and dump everything. You'll be more profitable by buying in little bits and then selling off little bits instead of like one giant lump sum. If you really want a chart to run though, buy 100,000.
Yeah, you can do that.
We'll let you buy AI Signal or AI Base, 100 grand. Our chart will be at 20 million. So
that is completely fine. That's healthy for the chart.
Right. We don't mind you buying in 100,000 of our token. Because we have like the perfect storm situated on our token that like a $1,000-$2,000 buy will make it jump like $50,000 probably right now.
Yeah.
And then if you buy in $100,000, it probably would go to 20 million. You would be profitable in like in an instant because we have the perfect storm the way that we've set up our token because we've been trading for so long that we know like what makes a token run and what makes a token, you know, dump. So we have it set up the perfect way that just small buys in the chart, especially when ETH is going up, and small buys by like 1,000, 2,000, 10,000 buy into the chart will make it jump like 50,000 to a couple hundred thousand, and $100,000 buy will make it jump to probably 20 million easily.
Yeah. So if you're looking to do that, AI SIG.
Right. Yeah. The token is called AISIG. Wait, make sure I spelled it right.
You did.
AISIG. So it's AI Signal. $100,000 buy will, I guarantee you, will go to 20 million right now. Like if you went in there and bought $100,000 of AI Signal token, we would probably go to 20 million right now. Like right this instant. You can test my theory if you want to. And if you profit take, make sure you take off small amounts on the exit out. So you buy in $100,000, it jumps to 20 million. All the holders get really excited. Hint, holders take small profit out. And then take small profit out. And then what's going to happen though, then somebody else will come in with a buy because they see it run. It gets picked up. They see the volume, and that 20 million probably will go to 50 million because then everyone else is like, oh, something's going on. Everyone else should buy. Now everyone else buys and it goes to 50 million. So your initial investment of 100 grand, do your own research on financial advice, probably just went up like a 20X, like in a minute.
That's how it works.
We have it set up that way that the token is that responsive because we know what makes tokens run. So our token is set up that way. But you can test my theory. If you go into AI base, it would probably go up to like 100 million on 100K buy right now.
Actually, it probably would. Yeah, I think it would.
It would at least go to 10 million like easily. Yeah, one. You might not even have enough tokens to buy though because the supply would be just knocked out. And what happens is, again, supply and demand. So the more demand you have, so that means the higher buy-in, it dwindles the supply that's available. So it shrinks the supply. And most of our tokens are vested or they're locked up or they're staked. So nobody has like tokens for sale. So when there's low supply, high demand, 100K buy into the chart, and nobody else has any tokens to sell, the price of the chart goes up, so it'll go up like 10, 20 million easily, no problem. Again, do your own research, not financial advice, but prove my theory.
If you want to test the theory, go for it.
Yeah, test my theory. And not too many tokens are set up that way because we've kept it a certain way so it would have that potential and it will probably be doing something similar in the next week or two because we have something big coming out.
We do. Really big. And we kind of mentioned it, but that we'll announce that in the next coming weeks. But it's so big. It's huge. The market is going to flood towards it.
It's kind of funny. Like I'm a numbers nerd and a tech nerd, and I'm like, oh, new tech, shiny new thing. My shiny new thing that I get excited about is building new tech. So I'm like, oh, shiny new thing. Build new tech. So we have new tech coming out. We have BSC, which is BNB. It's the AI trading signals, we're calling it. And so it's the BSC meme coins. Four memes, FOURMEMES, started a launch pad, which is, CZ, right?
Yep.
The founder of BNB. Has a launch pad on BSC to promote BSC to get the volume back and to get the value of BSC. So when you invest in your crypto, number one is BTC, Bitcoin. That's what everybody goes to. Number two is Ethereum. Ethereum has like a 32X to catch up to BTC. So there's a lot of room to move. You can do multi-uses on Ethereum, which is for contracts, meme coins, real-world assets, smart contracts, blockchain, a lot of things that you can do on ETH.
Go ETH.
So that's why we favor ETH. Number three, potentially in that spot, could be BSC, BNB, because they've been doing a lot of things to promote it, to keep this token healthy. And they're using a lot of different use cases on it, plus launch pads and doing meme coins. And so in doing so, we built out a trading signal bot that finds the lowest entry on BSC also. So we scan 50,000 tokens a day on that one, down to the top 100 to 200 on that chain. It's been live for, I think, 10 days. Like, we've been running it for 10 days now. It's going public next week, so people will be able to come in and try it out. We have subscription models. We have buy-ins. We have special offers, and that's all being announced this week and next week. But we've been finding the tokens at the lowest entry, like a 2K market cap, 2K to about 10K market cap. And most of these have been hitting like 4 million to 20 million. What was the highest million that some of them have hit again?
30 million plus.
Yeah, so 30 million. So what was our highest ROI so far?
I think it was 15,000X.
15,000X. And most of these tokens hit in the first hour to 2 hours. They don't sit and take a long time. They hit like in 1 to 3 hours maybe. So if you invested $10 and you caught it on the first ping, we call it a ping. So like it's a first signal that comes in. It says, here's a buy signal, buy this. So you invest $10 and you buy that token for $10. And it had a 2K market cap and it went up to 30 million, right?
Yep.
So it was like a 15,000X we got?
Yeah.
So a $10 investment, if you bought on the first signal and you sold when it hit its all-time high, and I think it caught it, like it hit it in 3 to 7 hours.
I don't even think it took that long.
Yeah, so in 2 hours, a $10 investment on a 1500X is $150,000. So again, you don't have to trade with a lot of money. I always say trade with only $10. Now, and tell me anywhere in the world where you can take a $10 investment and in 2 hours get a 1500X on it.
Nowhere else. Nowhere.
And I know impossible. It sounds crazy. Like a lot of you are like, oh, that's too good to be true. Yes, but it's new technology, so high risk, high reward. And if you're able to eliminate and push down the risk, and that's what we do. We scan 50,000 tokens and eliminate the risk. Like if you had to buy 50,000 tokens, a 1500X would be great, but it would just like balance out the other 50,000. But what we do is we scan 50,000 tokens, look for the top, you know, 85 different indicators and variables that make that token run, that gives it a predictive high probability that it's going to run, that it's going to have a high return, scans it down, finds the lowest entry on the safest time to buy before anything malicious can happen. Then you would de-risk as soon as it hits a two, which would be like, it would probably pass through the two though. I don't even think it, when we catch the ping, it already hits like the million, 2 million after we have the buy signal.
Right.
It runs fast. So, and then you get like $150,000 off a $10 investment. Again, do your research, not financial advice. But what we've done is we've been in tokens for over 4 years. I'm now up to, because of adding BSC, and we have AI signal on Ethereum, we have AI base on base that finds base meme coins. Now we have BSC, which is AI trade. We now have, I think, over 600 million points of data that we're able to, that we've collected, and we scan through and then find the lowest based off of that. So what we do is we find the lowest entry, the highest potential return. We make sure that all the check marks are checked off. And then we scan 50,000 tokens a day on each chain down to the top 100 to 200, give a buy signal, and then it's up to you to buy it and then exit out on your strategy. But make sure you can still hear me, right?
Yes, we can hear
you.
Okay,
good. Okay, good. But we know that it's not humanly possible to scan 50,000 tokens. Like if I was a human, well, I am a human. who knows anymore? Maybe it might be an AI.
Like an AI.
At this point, I may be an AI. But if I had to scan 50,000 tokens, like if I had to watch 50,000 charts come over and then like do the analytics on it and look at the contract. And then once I look at the contract, I see if it's verified. Then I look and see what the taxes are. I see what the LP is amount, how many buys were into it, how many holders on, what kind of volume it has, what's the range has been going in. Then I look and see where, if they did any airdrops. And then I go and look and make sure that it's not a siphon and I make sure it's clean and it's not a honeypot. By the time I do that, it's already hit 1 million, 2 million on just looking at one token. And if 50,000 are coming over a day, that's like 2,000 an hour. So I would have to have 2,000 screens open and watching all the tokens and then have an execution on it and decide which ones to buy. Now, if I bought those tokens, I would now have to figure out when to sell them. I have to like watch all of them and see when they're going to hit the all-time high or if they hit the 100x or 1,000x or the 2x and then de-risk and then take out 50%. Like that's the magnitude of it. And that's why if you scan the 50,000, which our AI does, it uses the 85 different indicators and variables, checks off those boxes, scans all the tokens that come in, looks for all of those things, picks the top 100 or 200, sends it in as a buy signal to the channel. Then all you have to do is click buy $10. And then as soon as it hits its all-time high or whatever ROI you want, then you exit out. Exactly. But even monitoring 100 to 200 tokens a day is a lot a human to do. You would have to have 100 screens. Have you ever watched like 100 TV channels at once?
No. I still go with 3 screens.
Right. So if we're buying like 100 to 200 tokens a day, it's hard being a human to watch 100 to 200 tokens a day. So we have the AI watch that too. The AI automatically buys it for you because it's going off of the system, the strategy, the parameters, the 85 different indicators and variable. It's scanning all the tokens for you, making sure it's safe, exiting on the de-risk, making sure you exit out on the 50%. It uses the system and the strategy, and then profit takes out on ladders out, not dumping the chart. Oh, hint, hint. So it does what a professional trader does, combined with AI, the system and the strategy built in, 4 years proof of the theory and the ROIs, 600 million points of data with the 85 different indicators and variables. And I know I'm like throwing out all these numbers, but there's a reason why it is good. It's because you don't understand a single word I'm saying right now, but that's why it's good. Because we've mastered the system so that it uses theory on how to trade, use advanced analytics on how to trade. It has all the data to compare to find the top ones and similarities in the patterns and the contracts. And it only picks those ones. And then it executes based on the strategy, which is a $10 trade, the lowest trade possible with the highest return. So it has a big enough spread. And then de-risk at the 2%, like the 2X, take out 50% and then trade for free. Like everything is built in. And the reason why we did it is we want to make life simple. And if you use a theory, like if you're a professional basketball player, you're going to do the same routine over and over and over and over again. Like if you're a famous basketball player and you're doing a layup, you're going to do the same pattern over and over and over again because it gets you the results. If you decide to like go backwards and then like move to the side 3 steps and move to the right 3 steps, you're out of your pattern and you're probably not going to make the shot. So when you have something that works, you repeat the same pattern over and over and over and over again until you perfect it. And then when you perfect it, you don't sway from it because it's giving you the results. Just like anything, like if you're a home run hitter, you're going to line up your feet the same way, your shoulders the same way, you're going to look at the ball the same way. You're going to keep your elbow at a certain height and you're going to watch the ball and you're going to repeat those times that you've hit the home run. You're going to repeat the same actions over and over and over and over again so you can get the same results and you perfect your stance and you perfect your swing. If you're a golfer and you're working on your swing, your legs are going to be set a certain way. your hips and your shoulders are going to be set a certain way. You're going to swing back a certain degree amount and then make contact with the ball. And if you repeat it and practice it over and over and over and over and over again, you're going to get the perfection and the result. So we've done the same thing on trading and tokens. We found the similarities in the patterns that work. We weeded out the ones that don't. We scanned all the contracts and we repeat it over and over and over and over again to get the same results. So if you apply theories and systems and strategies, you can apply it to anything. But if you're getting good results, you modify the results so they and tweak them so they get even better. But after you've done it 600 million times, you find tend to find a similarity in a pattern combined with AI. So I'm on my soapbox today.
The AI makes it easier. It's like waking up every day and having to check your phone and then jump and go straight to trading and be like, okay, I can't miss a single hour of the day. I can't miss a single minute of the day. Every second matters. And you're looking and looking and research and research and research and research. You don't need to do that. Not anymore.
Right.
But the AI does it for you. It finds those patterns. It uses the patterns. It uses the signals and variables and indicators. It puts them all together so you don't have to. So you don't have to find that repetition. It does it for you. And it's been doing it for over 60 million times? That's unfathomable.
600 million.
I missed a zero.
Zeros are very important.
They are very important. Oh my God. See? 600 million times. And if you practice that repetition 600 million times, which is more than any single person could do in a lifetime, that's like waking up every day. And or when you go play golf, you do a certain thing every time when you put your glove on or when you grab your club, practicing putting it on every single time, doing that 600 million times to perfect it, to get the perfect swing, to get the perfect arc, the perfect angle. You can't do that in trading. You have to have something to help you now. And we have the AI that takes the hours and time spent and data, puts it all together so you don't have to. Simple, easy, trade from anywhere.
Yeah, so when you all try it, you'll understand. We've been explaining, like, teaching everybody how to trade, how to read a chart, how to do analytics, when to enter, when to exit, how not to dump a chart, how to buy on the green candle up, how to exit profit takeout. It's all built in, so you don't have to know all the stuff that we do. It automatically does it for you. With Dragon, you just sign up with your email or your X account or whatever you want to do, and then you fund it and then like have it buy $10 each on each token and it exit out on your profit that you want. And then you turn it on and say, ready to trade, and it does it for you. So you don't have to know all this stuff, but I want you all to know like why it works the way it does. Like what the magic is. The magic is advanced trading skills, systems and strategies built in, profit taking, de-risk built in, eliminating the most risk as possible, getting the highest returns as possible, low entry, and then being profitable. But we have it on, again, we have it on BSC now, BNB, which is coming out next week. We have it on Ethereum, which is AI Signal. We have it on Base, which is AI Base. We have Dragon Pro that trades these for you. And then we have a auto trader bot on Telegram that's coming out also that will auto trade it for you. And all that stuff is being announced next week. The public will get to start trying BSC next week. So it's kind of like a precursor. So go ETH. We're very optimistic on ETH. Just so y'all remember, we're still optimistic on ETH, BSC, and BTC. There's key events coming up that will cause the market to create volume. Remember, low supply, high demand, volume makes the market go up. We're in our next range, which means that we have the potential to go up more. Like when you go into the next range, you have a potential to break out of that range and go up more. So we're in that next range right now. The Fed again meets the 5th. So we have key dates, November 15th, volume in the market, people get paid. We have November 21st, 2 weeks before the Fed meets. These are volume days. We have December 5th when the Fed meets. We have December 15th, high volume in the market, and December 14th, traditionally high volume in the market. High volume in the market is optimistic. It means that we have green candles. So December 14th, high volume in the market before the holidays. So we have a lot of key dates that could cause a lot of volume, high demand, low supply, and potential green on the chart. Go ETH, go BTC, yes. Go BSC. Next week is F1 in Vegas.
Ooh, let's go, let's go.
So I'll be in F1. It would be great and fun to do a live show from F1. But it's running Thursday through Sunday, so maybe I'll do a recording of it and you can listen to the cars. But maybe I'll do a video of it and then we can play the video. But
that we could do too. That would be right. Fun.
So I'm out in Vegas now getting ready for it. We anticipate this is our goal next year. Dragon will be one of the sponsors on F1.
Yes, hopefully.
So
we're so excited for it.
Dragons on the cars on F1 next year and all the circuits, not just Vegas. But I'm out in Vegas right now and F1 is next week. So we're doing the show. That would be fun to do the show live, but yes. We have it on Tuesdays. But I can still go out and interview people.
That would be cool.
Yeah. So, and then, you know, they run the circuit. They go to Miami, Japan, they go to Paris, they go all over the world. So F1 travels all over the world, but it's in Vegas next week. So if you all are out there, it's so much fun. Driving the roads right now is not fun but I got to, I got to drive the racetrack today. So I was on the racetrack of F1 in Vegas today. There's a certain path that it takes. It goes down the strip and it goes around the city and near the Sphere. And so I got to drive the racetrack today. Like there were no race cars on it, but me, but it was fun. So I'm like, ooh, I'm on the racetrack.
It looks so cool.
But next week the traffic is going to be crazy here. But it's like crazy right now already. Cause they have the roads blocked off for the racetrack and I was on the racetrack. I was so excited. But
if you can, and if you're in Vegas right now and you have the opportunity to drive on the racetrack, do it.
Yes, you can say that you drove the F1 racetrack in Las Vegas. It's pretty exciting. But we're like, go ETH.
Yes, always go ETH. I think we also missed a key date on December 1st, because that's when everyone gets paid. That's the first of the month, always volume on the first of the month.
Yeah, so there's a lot of key dates.
There's a lot.
We have about 8 key dates that could create a lot of volume in the market, which means green candles, which means up volume potential. So we could have a run right now until at least Christmas Eve. I think that's how long it lasted last time.
Yeah, I think last year it even pushed past Christmas Eve. So let's expect that. But
and it might even go longer. I mean, it might even go longer because everybody's profitable right now and they wouldn't be very smart to sell off their portfolio. Hint, hint. But do your research, not financial advice. We've only been trading for 1,000 years, it feels like, at this point. My voice sounds like it at this point. I'm still waking up in crazy Hawaii hours. I'm waking up at like 4 a.m. Hawaii time, 7 a.m. Pacific, and going to sleep at like 2 a.m. Pacific, which is like
5 a.m. Eastern time, which is
midnight Hawaii. So I haven't adjusted to the time zone yet. So I'm working with my devs at night and early in the morning. In the middle of the day, I'm just like shot. no voice whatsoever. Next week, hopefully I'm a little bit more adjusted until I go travel again, but I'll be on the West Coast. I'll be on the West Coast at least for the end of the year and then East Coast beginning of the year probably.
Yay.
So yeah, then we'll adjust to that time zone. So remember everybody, we are very optimistic on crypto still. Optimistic on ETH. It's re-trading like it normally is. You remember last week when the sky was falling, if you bought in when the sky was falling, everybody was scared. You would have been up 20% right now in less than 7 days. So whenever everybody else is saying like, oh no, the sky is falling, that's your biggest opportunity.
That's your cue.
So sign up for Dragon Pro, dragonpro.app. Get your first month free. Check it out. Come check out AI Signal on our tokens. AI Sig is the token symbol. AIBASE is the other token symbol. If you buy in 100 grand on the chart, you know, test my theory, see if it goes up to 20 million, which it probably will. Do your own research, not financial advice. enjoy your weekend. Happy holidays. Thank you, veterans. You're awesome and amazing, and we appreciate you all so much.
Thank you.
And we'll have an exciting week. Let's go.
Thank you, everyone.
You're listening to Tech Trend Investments with Elizabeth Powell and Joseph Grassa, only on LA Talk Radio.